Be sure to get outside this summer. Disney's Snowman doesn't have a problem with that.
I shrink in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer.
Of course, a strong case can be made that snowmen might encounter some serious health problems in the hot summer, but not regular kids who, while sitting on couches on sedentary sunny days, tethered to digital devices for hours, may end up looking like puddles of body fat. Our partner WGBH has been exploring a pilot program underway in Massachusetts that trains pediatricians to write prescriptions for children and their families to more aggressively participate in outdoor activities. 75 pediatricians and more than 2,500 kids have been attracted to Dr. Christina Sirica's Outdoor RX program. Sirica is a pediatrician at the Massachusetts General Hospital for Children in Boston, and Adam Riley is a reporter with WGBH News who got to take a hike with the prescription participants at the Appalachian Mountain Club.
Some of the people who were on this hike had received prescriptions from their pediatrician stating basically that it would be beneficial to the kid to get outside and suggesting that the kid avail him or herself of this collaborative program, which conducts a bunch of different events in two suburbs, two trial locations around Boston, Waltham and Framingham. You can go online if you're a parent whose kid gets one of these prescriptions and find a whole host of events that you can take your child to and participate in with them. You also will get contacted by the Appalachian Mountain Club if your kid gets one of these prescriptions by people who will say, hey, we know that your doctor suggested this form of activity. Here's some of the things going on near you that you and your kid might be able to participate in.
Did you find some enthusiastic parents?
I did. I found enthusiastic parents and children, and I believe we have a little sound from a woman named Audrey Maloney, whose son Tommy had gotten a prescription from his pediatrician in this Outdoors RX program. And she explained to me why Tommy Maloney was out there hiking with me in Waltham.
Tommy has two conditions. One, he's on the autism spectrum, and nature and greenery supposedly is really great for calming the person, for giving them like neurological growth and feedback. Also, Tommy has a weight problem. And even though we try to not diet but curtail his diet, he needs to get physically active and away from the addictive computers and technology.
Well, that makes some sense. How did Tommy like this, Adam?
Tommy was really, really high on the activity. We have sound from me talking with him afterward.
I really liked the not sure what they were, but they were like hollow and they had like a little bug egg inside. I thought they were really cool.
Anything else stand out?
I really liked the stick that I found.
A serious stick, right?
It was a huge stick.
A serious...
It really was a gargantuan stick. It was about a 6.5-foot-tall stick. It was actually a little scary, but he liked it, so...
Was that a therapeutic stick, Dr. Sirica, in your view?
Absolutely. So the benefits of being out in nature are just quite profound, actually. I mean, for one thing, when you're outside in nature, you're being physically active almost by definition, right? You're either walking somewhere or you're biking somewhere. Being outdoors in nature has been shown to reduce stress. It increases sense of well-being. It improves concentration and impulse control, especially in the setting of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So it can be incredibly calming and soothing for kids with those conditions, but also with things like autism and disorders that are on that spectrum. You know, there are even studies that show that being outdoors in nature can speed healing after surgery, can reduce pain after surgery. You're also outdoors, you know, being exposed to sunlight. So the sun triggers a chemical reaction in your skin that activates vitamin D. And the benefits of vitamin D, we're learning, actually go well beyond an effect on bone strength, which is what I was always taught in medical school that it does. But it actually plays an important role in the immune function, even things like asthma. And I suspect a lot more that we haven't even uncovered yet.
Is it your impression that this is doctor-directed, or do providers and insurance companies and Medicare and, you know, I don't know who else here, are they enthusiastic about, you know, reimbursing for these kinds of therapies and treatments? And Dr. Sirica and Adam, either one of you.
I think we have a steep learning curve in this country right now, and I think that we are learning as we go. I think we have a major healthcare crisis. I think our debates about how to solve that crisis have really focused primarily on, you know, different ways of skinning the metaphorical cat, for lack of a better metaphor. But we're basically talking about different ways of treating conditions that we could have prevented potentially in the first place. And so one of the things that the Affordable Care Act has done is to implement some increased reimbursement, for example, of preventive health care. But it doesn't go far enough, and we need to be doing much, much more. And in the end, that will serve insurance companies well in terms of saving costs in the long run.
John, as you know, there are kids who go to the pediatrician and get a checkup and are told at the end of the checkup, or their parents are told that, say, their body mass index is a little too high, that it's problematic, that they are overweight and should in some way address that. And if you imagine being a kid like that or the parent of a kid like that, it seems to me that it would be a lot, I guess, more constructive to have a doctor say, hey, we think it might behoove your kid to get outside a little more than they are right now, than to be told instead, you know, this problem exists and you should find a way to take care of it.
You know, I've got five kids myself, Dr. Sirka, and I'm just wondering, you know, is it different the way adults respond to this kind of advice? Does a prescription deliver a certain amount of urgency? Do kids take this advice differently than adults who love to talk about, my doctor guilt-tripped me about this, that, or the other thing?
I mean, I think that's one of the questions we're trying to find out. I mean, most of the studies that have been done of this so far have primarily looked at the use of prescriptions for adults, primarily exercise prescriptions. There's actually a whole College of Sports Medicine initiative called Exercise is Medicine, and they've looked at their outcomes. And, you know, they've actually gotten a good response in the sense that, you know, half to two-thirds of the people who receive those prescriptions say they're more likely to be physically active. But the benefit of doing this as a family is you're benefiting everybody, right? You know, physical activity, getting outdoors in nature is good for any child, not just a child with an elevated BMI, not just a child with ADHD, but any child, to help protect them from this, you know, burden of chronic disease that we have. And it will benefit the entire family if it motivates the family to go outside with that child.
John, I don't want to get us too off topic here, but it's worth highlighting, I think, a couple of the disincentives to outdoor activity that currently exist. You heard Audrey Maloney talk about it a little bit in that soundbite we played. There are a ton of easily accessible and very alluring electronic babysitters waiting in the home for kids to use these days, you know, not just computers, but tablets, smartphones. I have certainly in the past used those to sort of pacify my children and get them to calm down while I'm cooking dinner or working or whatever. In addition to that, I think there is, and again, I say this as a parent, there's a fear about sending your kid outdoors today for a lot of us that just didn't exist a generation ago. I mean, my parents were, as I am, you know, anxious, neurotic people, but they had no reluctance sending me outside when I was 10 years old on a bike with no helmet, telling me, you know, you can go a mile that way or a mile this way, stay away from that, you know, particular place and come back when it's dinner time. And for a lot of parents, I think that the thought of doing that today, it's almost inconceivable, which is why I think there's a real advantage in having something that carries, you know, the weight of authority that a prescription from a physician has, saying, find a way to get outside and be active there.
Thanks to Adam Riley, WGBH News reporter. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
And she's a pediatrician at Massachusetts General Hospital for Children and medical director of the Outdoors RX program in Boston. Dr. Christina Sirka, thanks so much.
Thank you.